Well, hello everyone. Welcome back. Today is Friday, October 9th, 2015. My name is Angela Walton-Raji, and this is the African Roots Podcast. Remember, you can always reach me at africanrootspodcast@gmail.com. Well, everyone, how are you? My goodness, even though this is fall, one would think, okay, things are winding down, slowing down, going towards the, well, of course, the last quarter of the year. Some things are slowing down. They couldn't be busier than ever, let me tell you. First of all, I want to give a little shout out to folks down in Charleston, South Carolina. Some people are down there, I understand, for the Slave Dwelling Conference that is underway. I know that yesterday, two people that I know were speaking at the Slave Dwelling Conference. Bernice Bennett gave a presentation there, and I believe Tony Carrier is presenting perhaps today while down there. And she's traveling because I will see her next week in Virginia. But I'll talk about that in a minute. Anyway, now some of you may or may not be familiar with the Slave Dwelling Initiative. That is actually a fascinating initiative undertaken by Joe McGill, who has a particular goal and interest in preserving slave dwellings. These are places that are, oh gosh, rapidly disappearing from the historical landscape. My goodness, in fact, most are probably gone, but those few dozen or few, maybe a few hundred may still remain. He is working very hard to preserve them. That is part of American history. And the millions of people who lived enslaved in this country, almost all evidence of their physical presence is about to disappear because the slave dwellings, slave cabins are just, many have been destroyed, many have been torn down. And that real evidence of their presence is certainly disappearing fast. So he's working to preserve that. I understand that a lot of the presenters at the conference are preservationists, physical preservationists. They work to restore and preserve neglected structures or endangered structures, and many slave dwellings are endangered, definitely. So certainly his work is important. He has a project where he travels around the country, well, where slave cabins were known to exist, and he spends the night there, and many people spend the night with him and talk about history and really look at that. So anyway, their conference is going on this weekend in Charleston, and so that's why I'm giving them a friendly shout out today. Now, in the Mid-Atlantic area, in Baltimore, coming up tomorrow, there is going to be a presentation for those who are interested in colonial era ancestors, and particularly those who have ancestors who served in the American Revolution. Well, there are going to be stories from the descendants of American Revolutionary soldiers are going to be speaking. They're going to be speaking at the Flag House Museum in Baltimore, Maryland. That is on East Pratt Street, and $5 admission. It is also being sponsored by the Reginald Lewis Museum. And it takes place, it's starting tomorrow. It's actually sort of a genealogy-focused program, 10:30 until noon. And it is open to the public, of course. And this is going to be interesting. This is going to feature both black and white descendants of American Revolutionary patriots. We're going to be talking about their lineage, talk about their ancestors. The panelists tomorrow are going to be Karen Sutton, who is a member of the DAR. She's one of the very first, if not the very first, person of African ancestry who gained admission to the DAR based on her African ancestored patriot. Interesting story there. Another guest is, is Jean Fugget, who is a member of the SAR, the Sons of American Revolution, and Christos Christou, who is also a member of the SAR, and then Risha Rainey, a member also of the Daughters of American Revolution. So should be very, very interesting. That is tomorrow in the Baltimore area at the Flag House Museum on East Pratt Street. I will put up a link so you can get some more information. I believe Lisa Crawley at the Reginald Lewis Museum has some useful information that may assist those who want to attend. Also, a contact phone number there that I'm also going to mention. Well, this time next week, I am going to be coming to you from Richmond, Virginia. That's right. Richmond is really, you know, that's the place to be. If you're anywhere in the Mid-Atlantic area, and there are people coming from all over the country. And let me tell you something. I'm referring to the National Conference of AAHGS, A-A-H-G-S, excuse me, the Afro-American Historical and Genealogical Society, which is hosting the 36th annual conference. Well, this promises to be amazing. And they are sold out. I don't think they've ever been able to say that. I don't think many places have been able to say, hey, we're having an event, but we're sold out. Well, this is amazing. The events are going to start this weekend, but let me tell you something. Things actually start a little bit before AAHGS, also in Richmond. If you're in the greater Richmond area, well, on the 14th, which is Wednesday, you may want to listen to Kara Griggs, who is an archivist, and she's an archivist at the Library of Virginia. And this could be really useful for those of you who are going to Richmond for the first time and have never used the Library of Virginia. An archivist is going to be discussing from 1:30 until 4:30. That's a good chunk of time to really learn about the resources for African American genealogy prior to the Civil War and the end of the Civil War. And they're going to look at a whole lot of things, ways of determining whether an individual was enslaved and free and what kind of records are useful. They're also going to focus on some, I guess I'd just say, Virginia-specific records. That's going to consist of cohabitation registers, free Negro registers, wills, deeds, Bible records, personal papers of others, and just amazing array of items that are going to be covered. Now, this event is not free. This is $15. I think for those who are coming to Richmond and have never had a chance to utilize the Library of Virginia, this will be a wonderful opportunity to explore. You know, here in Maryland, the Baltimore chapter of the Afro-American Historical Genealogical Society hosts every year an annual research trip to Richmond, because so many people, of course, in this part of the country have Virginia ties. They actually sponsor an annual research trip to the Library of Virginia. I mean, wow. And I think that's very impressive. I know that many chapters have research trips and try to have an annual trip. I believe the folks out in Chicago, they sponsor an annual research trip to Allen County Library. Of course, you know, Allen County, or ACPL, in Fort Wayne, Indiana, is the largest genealogy library, certainly east of the Mississippi, and it's one of the largest genealogical facilities in the country. And particularly those of us who study and research multiple states, it's ideal. You can just go from one aisle to another without having to travel from state to state. Physically, everything is there. There are journals, professional journals, publications, so much is there, and it's just totally, totally amazing. So I would just simply say that, you know, if you're a part of a society that sponsors a research trip, if you've never gone on those trips, you really want to take advantage of that. Number one, the camaraderie from other researchers is always a delight, but just that opportunity to really explore a facility and all of their holdings, you can't beat that. There is nothing better than having that type of opportunity unfold. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that opportunity coming up next week in Richmond. Now, on to the conference. Well, I said it was sold out. It is sold out. Well, I guess when I say sold out. Let's just say they've reached their maximum capacity for what the conference center can hold, at least in terms of definitely the banquets. They're at capacity and certainly cannot have room there. I don't know if anyone would halt anyone walking through the hotel and looking at the exhibitors. I don't think that would be a problem. But this is amazing. Congratulations to the folks in Virginia, all of those chapters that have been hosting and or have worked to make this conference be what it is. Congratulations to have this type of turnout. Now, October 15th through the 17th. So it starts Thursday afternoon, Thursday evening with State of the Society address, and of course goes all the way through Sunday morning. And well, this is really kind of impressive just to see what's going on. Now, there are some pre-conference tours that are going on. I know that there's one that's going to be going through Richmond itself, going to Shackle Bottom, Lumpkin's Jail, or talking certainly about those places that were there. The Maggie Walker National Historic Site, if you've ever heard of Maggie Walter, Walker, certainly you would want to go on that. This is the first woman bank president who did not become president of a bank because her husband died. This woman became president of her own bank on her own, and it's just amazing. Also, of course, there's just a lot that's going on. Richmond, Battlefield Park, all of those things that are going to be going on tour. That's part of sort of that greater Richmond area. There's also the Museum District tour, and that's going on Thursday. And so that in itself is going to be very, very involved. And I am not certain whether those tours are sold out. There may be room for those. And, of course, there's also James River Plantations tour, Shirley Plantation and Berkeley Plantation. That's a little bit more expensive because you're going down Charles City, and which is about 30 miles east of Richmond, the James River Plantations, which is really where you're going to that area. And but it's very, 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 very thorough. And just some wonderful things that are going on next week. And then there is the conference. That's right. The conference itself is promising to be just so exciting. I'm excited about it. I am just really, really thrilled to have a chance to give a few presentations there. And I will be speaking on Native American ancestors from Virginia to New England to the Western frontier, and talking about records, what they look like, where you can find them, what is there to find, and who you won't find in the records. So I'll be talking about that. I'll also be talking about some search engines and databases, a favorite topic of mine. I'm online an awful lot, and hopefully we'll be able to share some things there with you. And I mentioned Tony Carrier. Well, I am so excited. My friend and colleague is coming up from South Carolina, and we're going to be talking about the new website, Mapping the Freedmen's Bureau. This is a site that will assist you in determining whether your ancestors even lived near a bureau facility, a field office of the Freedmen's Bureau. Now, the Bureau, as you know, is the Bureau of Refugees, Freedmen, and Abandoned Lands. Well, it's a lot to have to go through, largely unindexed, although there is an indexing initiative that has begun and that we urge people to get involved in. But at the same time, just appreciate the wealth of data that's there. Now, beyond the Bureau, there is another institution. Many people who were earning money for the first time wanted to really make sure their money was secure, and a bank was established for many people who opened bank accounts with the Freedmen's Savings and Trust. Well, guess what? That's also on the map, and we're going to talk about that. And there are other features on the mapping site that served the same population who were right there in need of many services and we have mapped them. You can find Freedmen schools, Freedmen hospitals, cohabitation, not cohabitation, what's the word I'm looking for? Contraband camps. And you can also find out where your ancestors may have fought in a battle. All of the battles that were fought on American soil in the Civil War that involved black soldiers, they are marked on the map as well. Anyway, we're going to be showing you, Tony and myself, how to get through the mapping site and find some data. And once you find that your folks lived near a historic area, then what do you do? What's next? How do you then go and retrieve what records may be there? So, yeah, I am quite excited. And, of course, I will be coming to you next week on the podcast from Richmond, and I may even have a guest or two on my show. Anyway, I am just really, really thrilled about that. Speaking of guests, and speaking of the mapping site and more, I hope that you had a chance to catch last night's episode of Bernie Spinnett's show. It was a rebroadcast last night of the interview that, oh my gosh, was conducted several months ago, earlier this year, with Tony Carrier and myself about the mapping the Freedmen's Bureau website and really what it entails, what it encompasses, and how to use it. And for those of you who plan on coming to the workshop next week, well, maybe it'll help you develop some questions to bring along with you. It's always fun to be a guest on Bernice's show, and I was just really happy to hear that she was going to rebroadcast it last night, which she did. Now, you know, of course, her show does air every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, if you miss it, you can always download it as a podcast from iTunes. But anyway, I just had to share that with you as well. So, anyway, okay, conference is coming up, things are going on, yeah, it's October, and, you know, I guess it's people are saying, okay, well, after next week's conference, everything will be at a dead halt. Well, not quite. In fact, the week after next, I'm talking October 21st and 22nd, I'm talking about another event that everyone can attend. And that particular event is the National Archives Virtual Genealogy Fair. The theme is Finding Your Past, and what I mean by the fact that it's a virtual fair, it is. There are going to be live broadcasts coming out. You can watch them on YouTube live, and you can ask questions at the end of their presentation. And it's really going to be quite good. You can also download handouts. You can download the handouts even now. One is a general introduction to genealogy at the National Archives. Claire Cluskins, who many of you may already know, she's going to be presenting. And by the way, there will be captioning as well for hearing impaired. Also, Mary Lynn Renson-Thaler is going to be presenting a session on preservation, preserving your records, and conversation and questions that she will also be able to answer. Now, for those of you who have an interest in the branches, particularly St. Louis, you have ancestors who were in the military. Are there any military records that may even exist? Did they survive that fire back in the 1970s? Well, Brian McGraw is going to be speaking about personnel records of the National Archives, and which is kind of exciting to hear. And that's going to be at 12 noon. And then there's going to be a final presentation. No, actually, there are two more on that day. One is going to be Finding Family Members in the Archives. There's going to be the St. Louis Card Series. And that's going to be co-presented. Daria Lubinsky and David Harden are presenting for that. And how many of you have heard people say that an ancestor was with the Civilian Conservation Corps, the CCC. Well, someone's going to be talking about how to access those records, those personal records of the Civilian Conservation Corps. These are live streamed. This is amazing. But that's not all. There are going to be, what, one, two, three, four, five more sessions on Thursday. Again, all are going to be live video streamed, and there will be captioning for all of them. Finding Ancestral Migration Roots by Jean Nudd is going to occur. Access to archival databases. Looking down from above and look it up. And John Legloahec, I hope I pronounced his name properly. Then, of course, Finding Your World War I Veteran in St. Louis. Teresa Fitzgerald is going to be talking. And I know I'm going to be watching that session closely. And, of course, women in wartime. Kara Moore is going to be talking about that, and particularly those involved with, well, civilian government employment. And, hey, what about those ancestors that had financial issues? Well, broke but not out of luck, exploring bankruptcy records for genealogy research. Jessica Hopkins will be talking about that. All kinds of things that are going on, yes. We can all attend the virtual genealogy fair sponsored by the National Archives. That's going to take place week after next. So save the dates and save the times, October 21st and 22nd. And, you know, hey, why not? It's free, which is always the best price in town. Oh, pardon me. I wanted to mention that something was shared with me. I'm always excited. I am on social media a lot. And many of us have been watching what's going on with those who are working hard in terms of preservation, cemetery preservation in particular. I know many of us are paying attention to what's going on with Greenwood Cemetery. Shout out to them and their hard work. I had a chance to visit Greenwood Cemetery, I guess it was 2 years ago now. No, 3 years ago when I was at St. Louis for a conference, and we had a tour of several cemeteries. Greenwood was one of them. I know that that cemetery has been under the direction for many years, the renovation project of Miss Etta Daniels, an amazing, amazing woman who has truly dedicated the last several years of her life, and this lady is an elder, and she's still going strong working on cemetery preservation. Well, she in particular is overseeing this project, and I enjoy seeing the progress that they're making at that burial site, and certainly commend them for that work. It's absolutely amazing. And many of us are also watching what's going on in Columbia, South Carolina. We know that Robin Foster has been working quite hard to restore a cemetery there as well. Well, another restoration project was brought to my attention this week, and this is coming, again, out of the city to be at next week, Richmond, Virginia, where apparently the Palmers, Erin Holloway Palmer and her husband, Brian Palmer, they have been really just sort of studying a cemetery in the local area. It's, it's called the East End Cemetery, which obviously it must be located on the east end of Richmond. And it's a cemetery that comes out of the period of enslavement, emancipation, and beyond. But of course, you know, extensive vegetation has kind of choked a lot of the evidence that people even lived or died there, because it's just been neglected over the years. Well, there has been an effort to bring the cemetery back to the status that it should be. And it's been captured by, the Palmers. They have been documenting the cemetery and its restoration and the effort to restore Richmond's East End Cemetery. There is a photo exhibit that accompanies this. They're giving a lecture now, and their lecture is coming up next week, believe it or not. And they're documenting how they are restoring the African American past. And they're going to be not only just speaking, but the exhibit is going to go through January the 22nd, so it's really kind of amazing. It's going to be at the University of Richmond's downtown gallery, the Wilton Companies Gallery on East Broad Street. Great opportunity. If you're in Richmond, that time, it's going to be in the afternoon, and certainly it might be something worth listening to, you know, catch it before you go and hear the State of the Society address, perhaps. But it's really kind of a neat thing, and wow, I really hope that you'll have a chance to take it in. But I guess my point being with that is that we have so many opportunities around us, so many opportunities to capture, to restore, to put something out there, to leave a footprint, but to leave a footprint that's going to make a difference. Restoring a cemetery is going to make a difference. Number one, you're putting evidence back on the landscape that people were there and were buried there and that lives are there. But beyond that as well, you're maybe clearing a place, because in many cemeteries, there's that possibility that some may be still used again in the future. So there's something else that's there as well. And you're preserving history. And there are so many things that we can get involved in. This is just one. Just like what's happening with the slave dwelling initiative to save the slave dwellings. This is something that, again, just stemmed out of the heart of Joe McGill when he decided to make an effort to bring attention to these structures that need to be preserved. I know researcher Drusilla Pear, taking her skills as a writer and taking local history and putting it in the form of a play. And as a playwright, she is having those plays performed in the local community, in a local theater, by local actors. Wonderful things. There are so many things that we can do, regardless of what our talents are. The task is just to get busy doing them. Anyway, oh my goodness, I just checked the time, and it is about that time for me to wind it down again. Wow, I can't thank you enough. I've heard from so many of you this week, and I also want to thank many of you for sharing information with me on what's going on and what you're involved in. And, you know, even if you haven't done that, thank you for taking a little bit of time out of your day to listen to me. I do appreciate that. Please know that. And I know that there's a lot that you could be doing with your time. In the meantime, well, I have to get ready. My goodness, I have to finish tweaking those PowerPoints for next week and get ready to start packing, because next week I'll be coming to you from Richmond, Virginia. In the meantime, of course, everyone, you know, every day is a good day to do some genealogy. Of course, then you know what I'm going to tell you. Yep. Keep researching. Keep documenting. And always keep sharing what you find. Take care, everyone. Be well. Be safe. And I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. And also, by the way, those of you who are coming to Richmond, hey, reach out, say hello. I just want to have a chance to meet some of you. Some we only meet online. So anyway, take care. Be well. Be safe. Bye-bye.